Good morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
Amen. What about someone else who messed up? The devil tried to kill and destroy David. Remember? Tried to grind his seed into nothing. Because every one of us got a seed. David had a seed to be the king of Israel. He became the greatest king of Israel, did he not? But look what happens with David. The enemy tried, first of all, to kill and destroy his seed with a lion, and then with a bear, and then with Goliath, and then with Bathsheba. Remember he had the affair? Remember that? And then with the consensus that he did. Remember that? I mean, the enemy, David went and lived with the Philistines and started to fight against his own people. David pretended he was insane one time. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Do you remember that? I mean, David messed up big. He took his seed. The devil was trying to grind and destroy his seed. But you cannot kill the seed that God's given life to. And look what happened to David. He dared to continue to believe God. Joseph dared to continue to believe and also to dream. And what was destroyed by the enemy, or so he thought, came back to life huge. What the enemy, where you think the enemy's defeated you, he ain't. He has not. You got to get up and you got to say, this seed that God's put in me is a seed to prosper, be victorious, to become a world changer. Doesn't matter I was on drugs. Doesn't matter I was a pimp or whatever I did. Doesn't matter that I missed it. Doesn't matter I only found God now, recently, in the last few months. Doesn't matter about any of that stuff. Doesn't matter I've been a bad parent. Doesn't matter I've got no money. Doesn't matter about anything. You're a seed-bearing Christian. And you've got a seed inside of you for greatness. You see, my wife and myself aren't just brilliant. I'd like to think I am. But my brother-in-law keeps telling me I'm not. He reminds me. You see, he's nodding right now. And I know I'm not. But I can tell you something now. The seed that's in me, the seed that's in my wife, as long as we keep believing God, we're expanding. We're going forward. Do you know that we're expanding? Do you know we're expanding? We're taking over another 20,000 square feet right over here. We're building a new sanctuary there. Because you're sitting right now in what's going to be some more classrooms in the back and the youth room. This is where the youth are going to be. Hello. They're going to have their own altar, their own worship team. They're going to be able to do what they need to do. Do you understand? What's causing that? It's a seed that's not dying. And the seed will continue to multiply and multiply and multiply. And every time you plant a seed, it brings forth extra fruit. The seed will not die. Oh, the devil tried to destroy our seed. Trust me. He tried to put us in the wrong place. He tried to give us the wrong area. The guy had dogs chasing us when we tried to build our church in the wrong place. All kinds of stuff. Our school, all kinds of things took place there. But you cannot kill the seed that God's given to you. And through the seed and belief in God, here we are. That's it. It's a seed principle in God's kingdom. Not one of you are finished. And really, when you say it, it sounds like a bit of a cliche. But it's the truth. Your best days are starting today. Your best days really are ahead of you. You've got to forget the past. That's what it is. Forget the wrong. That's what is gone. Jesus took care of that. I'm going to now look to my future. Today, I become a seed-bearing child of God. And that seed where I thought my ministry is destroyed, it's not. Where I thought I'd be a millionaire and I never did, you will be. Where you said I'll have a business and you didn't get it, you can get it. Where you said I'll be married with children and be happy, you can still do it. Why? Because you've got a living seed in front of inside of you. And God, what He gives you, you can't destroy. Oh, my Lord. How about Jesus? The enemy tried to grind Him and destroy the seed of Jesus, did he not? Whipped Him, scourged Him, crucified Him. But on the third day, that seed that was planted rose again. the seed rose again. And in him, he carried trillions of seeds. Hallelujah. Is that not true? You cannot kill the seed that God gives life to. They tried to kill Jesus. He said, no one takes my life. Did he not say that? You can't kill the seed of God. God said, my word shall go forth out of my mouth and it shall not return void. I don't care what the enemy tries to do. It will not return void. It will accomplish that which I please and it will prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Why? Because his word is a living seed. The Bible says the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Why is it quick? That means it's alive. It's a seed with life in it. You are seed-bearing Christians with life in you. You have got hope. You've got a future. You've got a brilliant plan God's got for your life. Doesn't matter how bad it feels and seems, you have got seed to produce and create. And you know what? The sad thing is most of the seed, and the late Dr. Miles Monroe used to say this, he used to say that the richest place on the planet is a cemetery. Because people die, they go to the grave with all that seed in them. They got songs in them they never sung. They got poetry in them they never spoke. They got books in them they never wrote. They got ministry in them they never did. They got paintings in them they never tried. They got businesses they never accomplished. They went with the seed, living seed in the tomb.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive in sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
Don't become that. Let the richness come out of your life now. He also said this, when you die, die empty. I love that. When you die, die empty. My seeds planted, the businesses, the whatever, the ministry, whatever. God's given me a seed that is a living seed. Tell your neighbor, say it's alive. You cannot kill the seed that God gives life to. Jesus believed who he is. Do you know who you are? You've been finding out. Do you know where you are? Do you know you're hid in Christ? Hallelujah. Now look at this. You cannot kill the seed of God. Romans 11:29, look at this. Romans 11:29. The gifts and calling of God are without repentance. In other words, let me give it to you in English, the Message translation. Look at how it says it here. God's gifts and God's call are under full warranty, never canceled, never rescinded. What God created you to be and for you to accomplish, no one can kill it. No, listen to me. You don't believe it. You better believe it. Nobody can kill that which God's put in you. Too often you see yourself as a loser. You're not. You're a winner. Too many of us have got a T at the end of can. We need to take away that T. Stop saying, I can't. You don't say I can't anyway. You say can't. Doesn't even sound right. And the grinding in the mill by Samson is what the enemy is trying to do to you. Day by day, he's trying to crush the seeds in you. Day by day, he's trying to crush the seeds in you. And then, you know what? When you start agreeing with him, well, I'm just no good. Or I just can't do it. Or I'm, you know, just look at me. Look what I've done. I've accomplished nothing. He starts, that's grinding. That's grinding. You better start saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's bringing the seed back to life. You better start saying, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. That's bringing the seed back to life. You better start saying, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. That's bringing the seed back to life. You better start saying, now thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. That is bringing the seed back to life. You better start saying, by his stripes I walk in divine health. That is keeping your seed alive. Don't become a seed grinder. I hate the sound of grinding seed, don't you? People you know should have done things for God. They didn't accomplish anything. Ground into the ground. That's not a nice thing. And don't ground the seeds of other people. Encourage them for their seed to grow. Can you say amen? Amen. Day by day, he's trying to crush the seeds in you, but you can't kill what God gives to life. Say it. Say you can't kill what God brings to life. Ezekiel 37, I want to just show you something here. I want to show you this. Ezekiel 37, verse 1. Look at this. God grabbed me. God's spirit, I'm reading from the message, took me up and set me down in the middle of an open plain strewn with bones. Bones. Next verse. Next. He led me around, and among them, a lot of bones. There were bones all over the place. Dry bones bleached by the sun. In other words, this seed was ground. Right? This seed, it was over. Can you see that? Dry, bleached by the sun, bones, very many of them, old bones, bleached by the sun. Next verse. Look what he says here. God said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? I said, Master God, only you know that. See, God's trying to establish, where are you? Can you believe? Can you have faith for what I've given you? Turn to your neighbor and say, you know, you're a world changer. Turn to your other neighbor and say, do you know you're a world changer? Now say, I am a victorious child of God. Now look at this. He said to me, can these bones live? I said, Master, only you know that. Next verse. He said to me, this is God said to me, prophesy over these bones. You speak over the bones. You speak over your seed. Where you think you've lost your ministry, you bring it back to life by prophesying. Where you think you lost your marriage and you're going through it now, you speak to it and you prophesy over it. Where you think you've lost your business or your finance, you've got to prophesy to that seed to come back to life. Prophesy over these bones. Dry bones, listen to the message of God. Next verse. Verse 7. I prophesied just as I'd been commanded. As I prophesied, there was a sound, and oh, rustling. The bones moved and came together, bone to bone. We're talking about very dead, grimed seed. Next verse, look what he says. I kept watching, sinews formed, then muscles on the bones, then skin stretched over them, but they had no breath in them. Next, he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Listen, guys, this is a word from God for your life from here on in. You are a seed-bearing, prophetic child of God that can declare, decree, and bring back to life that which the enemy thinks he owns. Look what he says here. Prophesy, son of man. He's telling you and me, you prophesy. I've given you a living seed. Now you speak to it. He said, I give you all the fruit trees in the garden. Now go and be fruitful. He's not going to give you any more fruit trees. He's given you what you need. And some of you, it's all gone haywire in your life, and your life has been messed up and miserable and jail time and judges and foreclosures and sickness, whatever it is. He said, you speak to those bones. You speak to that thing that the devil thinks he's won in your life. He said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man. Tell the breath. God the Master says, come from the four winds. Come, breath. Breathe on these slain bodies. Breathe life. Next verse. So I prophesied just as he commanded me. The breath entered into them and they came alive. They stood up on their feet, a huge army. Let me tell you what. You have got seed fruit inside of you that God wants you to start to prophesy over, to start to declare, to start to decree, and what you think has been lost, and what you think is you're too old for now, or what you think you messed up too bad. He said, you speak to that thing. What God causes to live, you cannot kill. Can you say amen? You can't kill what God gives life to. And if he gave you a seed to prophetically speak and declare your own future, you can't kill it. Amen. The devil will try to grind it into the ground. And he'll get you to help him by saying, I'm sick, I'm broke, I can't afford it, I'm miserable, I'm messed up, my marriage is messed up, my boss is this, the country's that. And you're starting to grind the seed of life that's in you. Don't do it.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at